the federal government continues to be very disease-specific in their approach to public health and does not truly support infrastructure, which is flexible funding that you need to be able to really address those structural issues. And so needing to find creative ways to work with a very siloed funding approach from the feds, that is necessary. Making sure that the other big challenge for me is not to be distracted by the crisis of the day, to really keep our focus on what's important and long-term goal. As much as I'm talking about this common agenda and that we need to build around these determinants, I think there is also a need to have a very clear, to build a equally shared and endorsed by everyone agenda for the state around those issues, and is still the public health agenda, the DCYF agenda and priorities, the housing, and I think we need to do an extra effort to create what is our common agenda and how do I participate. Here is in this common agenda of ours, this is my slice that I can bring in that leverage yours and so forth. Those are challenges that I think we still need to work through. And that are part of truly building and addressing and changing this curve. If we don't get there, this curve is not going to change. And then there's the healthcare system. I mean, our healthcare system continues to be a system that is not designed to necessarily support health. It's a system that has been designed to address episodes of sickness, all of the investments around the accountable entities, in fact, that we are putting in the state, and it's the accountable organizations, accountable health organizations, and all of the SIM, the state innovation model reforms, are trying to get to that point, and we had very creative models and pilot initiatives that we tested. And I think now it's how much that's sustained and it's fully, is being brought up to scale, because even the health equity zones, I mean, it's great. They are achieving amazing results, but we have 10. We don't, so there is like 80% of the state that is not addressed through the health equity zone. And so those are, I think there's a lot of innovation and creativity in the state of Rhode Island, and we need to be able to bring those up to scale and be sustained so those gains don't disappear.